Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Because the Wizards were playing the Hawks last night. Not in Mexico City. They were playing at home last night. They play the Heat Saturday night in Mexico City. And Bilal Coulibaly had a career high. He had 27 points on 11 of 14 from the floor, 3 for 5 from behind the three-point line. He had 9 rebounds. He had an assist. He had 3 steals. He guarded Trae Young a lot of the night. Two nights ago, he held Trae Young to 2 for 15 from the floor. It was primarily him. And he was 2 for 10 from behind the arc. Trae Young shot less than 50% from the floor again last night. He was 12 of 28 and 4 of 13 from behind the arc. He did have 35 points and 15 assists. He's a really good player. I know that this is a long haul and that most even hardcore basketball fans in town are not going to be watching the Washington Wizards night in and night out as they go through what they referred to, Will Dawkins referred to, as this deconstruction phase, as they deconstruct and then construct from the ground up. They're going to do it with a lot of draft choices. You know, they had 3 first-rounders this year. Coulibaly was this organization's first selection in the 2023 draft. They'll have more and probably pretty high picks, even though they are a 2-2 team right now, in the upcoming 2025 draft. But the first player they selected, Bilal Coulibaly from France, he's legit. I liked him last year. We talked about him occasionally, just about how good he was as a defender, how he played as a 19-year-old like he belonged, that this was not, you know, a try to figure it out, you know, really kind of hesitant, rookie, slight, physically underdeveloped, all of that. No, he was a competitor last year on the defensive end. You could see that he's got a decent shot. He has a decent handle. You know, we had Brian Keefe on the show earlier this week, the head coach of the Wizards, and we focused a little bit on Coulibaly and what he can become. And he said, look, he's got a really good handle. He does. He is a piece. There is no doubt about it. He is at 20 years old, a couple of years away from being a legitimate all-star kind of a player. Is he going to be a number one, you know, transcendent, superstar, elite player? I don't think that, but I definitely think he is a number two or a number three, worst case. He's a significant contributor on a team that contends down the road. Let's hope it's here. He's really good. He's actually fun to watch. And Alex Sarr just played his 4th game as a pro, and he really can defend, and he has length, and he is a shot blocker. I mean, he is a shot alterer and a shot blocker. Last night, how many blocks did he have? 4 blocks in the game. He also is fearless when it comes to shooting the 3. And his stroke's not bad. 7 feet tall, just over 200 pounds. He just 19 years old. And then Bub Carrington, who they drafted in the first round, he looks good too. He had 16 and 6 last night. And Kyshawn George, another first-round pick, he shot it well last night. If they get these picks right, and, you know, the NBA draft is even more long-shot-ish than the NFL draft, but if they get some of these picks right, you're 3 years away from being, you know, a decent team, perhaps a playoff team, but a team on the rise. And then what they add in 25 and potentially 26, I know we're years away from this paying off, but they're doing the right thing. There's no doubt about it. And it looks like, you know, they still have to get the players right. They have to pick the right players with all of these picks over the next few years. Koulibaly looks like an absolute, you know, I don't want to say superstar in the making, but a star in the making. Denton, do you watch the World Series or the Wizards or none of the above?
I was watching the World Series. That fifth inning was kind of nutty. You know, I was stunned that Aaron Boone, in spite of everything that was going wrong, kept Gerrit Cole in the game. I think it did end up, you know, kind of working to an extent.
It did work. He was great in the sixth inning.
Yeah, in the sixth inning, he was really good. But I was just like, you're watching this and you're like, well, surely in a what could be the final game of the season with a championship on the line, your season on the line, it feels like usually managers get a little quick with the pull and get to the bullpen. We got to get out of this jam. We need something. So the fact that he didn't do that, I mean, it paid off. I thought the Yankees were going to come away with it. But it was nice to kind of be there for Juan Soto's last game in New York before he eventually comes home to D.C. when the Learners finally put out the money.
What do you think the chances of that are?
Not high.
What do you think the chances the Learners are going to pay him $700 to $800 million?
I mean, if they start a GoFundMe, there are people in this town that will help raise the money.
Gerrit Cole made a massive mistake. One that would have gotten them out of a bases-loaded, no-out jam and left the lead at 5-0. Although, here's one thing, I stayed up last night and I watched a lot of the post-game chatter. Scott had Kirchen on. I was watching the MLB Network. Pedro Martinez is fun to listen to his perspective on things. Harold Reynolds the same. One thing I did not hear anybody say, other than ripping Gerrit Cole for not covering first, is would he have actually beaten Betts to the bag? I don't think he would have. I think if he covers first, it's still going to be a very close play because the ball kind of slowed down as Rizzo went to field it, and it actually moved towards second a little bit. That's why Rizzo needed Gerrit Cole to cover. Gerrit Cole first thought Rizzo can handle this. Major mistake. Everybody understands, you know, ball hit to first base, pitcher's got to go cover first base, right? And he didn't. He thought that Rizzo was going to be able to handle it, but it was a slow ground ball that was moving sideways a bit. But I don't know that Cole beats Betts to the bag, even if he goes to cover first. I didn't hear a lot of people talk about that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he would have easily gotten there and it would have been the third out. If he had covered the bag and Rizzo, you know, underhanded it to him at first and they got Betts, it would have been close. He would have gotten the Yankees out of a Judge dropped fly ball and a bad throw from Volpe to third. And with the bases loaded and nobody out. That would have been brilliant because, look, he struck out Lux and he struck out Ohtani back-to-back after the first, Judge error and the Volpe error. Do you think he beats Betts to the bag?
No. I mean, Gerrit Cole is a one-of-a-kind pitcher, right? Just his body, like he is a big dude. He's not a fast mover. Like it takes a lot of power to get that body moving. I don't think he's beating Mookie Betts to the bag there.
Yeah, I guess I was a bit surprised that I didn't hear people say, well, if he had covered first, would Betts have still, would it have been the third out? The assumption is they want to kill him for not covering it as if it was a given that it would have been a third out. I don't know that it would have been the third out. Maybe it would have been. It's a shame because he pitched. It was a gutty performance. Like, he had a no-hitter going into the fifth. He, you know, after the back-to-back horrible errors, he strikes out two and he gets Betts to hit the weak ground ball. And then, after all hell breaks loose, and you get five unearned runs. To your point, I was wondering, he looked gassed too. He looked exhausted. He looked depressed after what had happened. And, you know, he ended up walking Muncy, and then he comes back out for the sixth and the seventh. That was crazy. And by the way, the sixth and the seventh, were both 1-2-3 innings. I think so. Yeah, insane. Really, Kirchen was great with Scott last night. I'm sure it's available somewhere, you know, on social media or on YouTube. Kirchen just gets very emotional in talking about baseball this time of year and these games that are very memorable. And last night's game was truly a memorable World Series game. I know the series is 4-1. It's over in five games. It wasn't a seventh and deciding game. It wasn't Bill Buckner in game six in 86. But it was a very memorable game, as was game one. And he's just so good at putting it into kind of historical context. And I don't know. Love the discussion after the game of what happened. I can only imagine what sports talk radio in New York is like today. You know, it's easy to crush Cole and Judge and Anthony Volpe, but Cole was fabulous other than that one decision. And I wonder whether or not it would have mattered. But it would have mattered in terms of the perception, that's for sure. You know, hustling to first to cover first is a much better look than just standing there and not moving as two.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Runs as the first of five runs come in.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.